An Idaho elk hunt with a twist. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Sean Cairns had served his country as a Marine, came home and decided to go elk hunting.
I joined the Marine Corps, ended up in Japan with my first duty station, and I met my buddy Sean. We were buddies for about 6 months, and anyway, he went back to California in early 2006, but before he left, we had promised each other someday we were going to go hunt together. We lost contact with him until about 4 months ago, and found his email, and got a hold of him and said, hey, bought my elk tag and license to hunt in Idaho. Where are you at these days? And he said, he's in Boise. Hey, well, you want to come with me? And he didn't even skip a beat. He said, yep, let me see how much vacation I can take, and I'll be up there. So he took the first 5 days of the season off with me. Friday was the opening day. We hunted really hard. We put a lot of miles on every day, all day. We seen 4 bears, lots of cows. Opening day, we seen a few bulls, but there were so many people. We just kept hunting and kept hunting, and we hadn't got to see each other in a long time. Then the 5th day, he had to go home. I had to take him home that night. We went out kind of our last hurrah, and it was a foggy day. And we got to the farthest point we were going to get. We turned around. We're going to come up a couple different draws and work our way back towards where we parked the truck. He had his GPS kind of thing on his phone and found an area that looked like it would be decent. There was a lot of sign in there and stuff. So we come around a point. He cow called for me, and we could hear something right below us, about 50 yards, and this bull brush, real thick, can't see through it.
Yeah, but what about the twist? We'll get to that tomorrow.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.